I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery. Our fearless leader, Scott Mitchell, out this evening in for the only person who could fill in for Scott Mitchell while we are in Utah County. Scott's not allowed into Utah County during rivalry week as a strict precaution for stealing plays, for just general cheating. And so joining me on tonight's edition of KSL's Unrivaled, he's our BYU insider for KSLSports.com, also the host of Cougar Sports Saturday right here on KSL News Radio, Mitch Harper, right at home. Mitch, welcome to the program, buddy.
Yeah, it feels good. Scott would definitely leak anything he could to Witt. You know, Witt is very strict with the media up on the Hill. So Scott, feeling the pressure from Whittingham, he would give anything he needed to give Witt an advantage. No, but happy to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. There's so much exciting things going on with the NFL, BYU, and the Big 12, and rivalry week. It's an amazing time. So happy to be here, Alex.
First things first, where are we tonight? We are in Utah County, like I said. The General RV Tour de Fans. Our RV is right here in the parking lot, by the way. And so we drove it down straight from General RV, and we are hanging out, part of the Tour de Fans. Stop is Via 313. Via 313, if you're not familiar, is a Detroit-style pizzeria here in Orem. That's where we're going to be all evening. You can come down. I've got a few things for you. One, you can win free pizza. Two, we've got these BYU-Utah tickets. The game is sold out, Mitch.
It just got announced a couple hours ago. First sellout since 2016 at BYU.
There have been times that you and I have sat in that stadium and watched and just hoped that more people would file into those upper parts of the stadium. And BYU versus Utah, it's not just a big game this year. Everybody's looking forward to this one, the possibility of Big 12. All those things are on the table, so we're celebrating it here at Via 313 here in Orem. It's just right on University Parkway. If you have driven down University Parkway, I'm going to bring Ted. Ted. Ted's the manager here at Via 313.
Hello, good evening.
Ted, what do you tell people when they say, how exactly do you get there? You tell me.
I say when you get off the interstate, you want to take University Parkway right down to the biggest, largest intersection or busiest intersection in Orem. And actually, it's actually in Utah right here, University Parkway, 2112. You can't see us. We got a big, giant Vegas sign up top that you can see that's lit 24/7.
It's awesome. So come down, and Ted and his crew have it going, and we've got the food out here on the table as well. We're going to start things off first, though. Very right off the top of the show, the NFL is underway. It's all part of the 705 Cut. Let's get it started here.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
The Cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Cowboys and Buccaneers tied up at 7 apiece. I'm not interested as much in the score right now off the bat here, Mitch. It's just the reason that we live is for football to have kickoffs. The kickoff of the BYU season and Utah seasons last week. The home kickoff for BYU in the rivalry this weekend. The NFL is kicking off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions. I can't remember who their quarterback is. Are you familiar with
We were talking about before the show, old Tom Brady, sixth-round draft pick.
Was he selected in the sixth round?
I think so. Michelle Tafoya let us know
that
tonight.
She did. I thought it was hilarious that they were talking about Tom Brady like it was the first time we've ever heard of the guy. And they go, and his reputation precedes him. Of course it does. And as we start things off, we are going to have our own predictions for the season very quickly here. So Mitch is not just a BYU insider. He is a sports guru of sorts. So we are going to I'm going to force Mitch to give me some NFL. It's not preseason anymore. The season's already kicked off. But before the whole season kicks off for this Sunday, this is the only game tonight. And then Sunday, of course, we're going to be having the full season rollout. So we're going to have a Super Bowl prediction, MVP prediction. Let's start things off, though, nice and easy here for you. What are your expectations for Zach Wilson in New York? What do you give me just a small picture of what the season's going to look like for old Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson's going to put up a lot of yards. I think that he could be a guy that maybe gets, you know, over 3,500 yards, maybe can near that 4,000 yard mark. I think he's going to put up big numbers for the Jets. Now, is it going to equal many wins? I don't think so. I think it's going to be about 6 wins, which would seem huge, though, for the Jets, who are coming off a 2-win season. I think that the Jets, there's so much positivity in that franchise, and the upside is I think endless with that group, just because they're all new, so many new faces, and you feel like that optimism can carry over. That week one, though, game is going to be huge, where Zach is going to get a dose of what the NFL and the New York media instantly. If he loses that game against Sam Darnold and the Panthers, then they're going to be like, oh, they should have kept Sam Darnold. There'll be the instant knee-jerk reaction week one takes, but stay the course, and Zach Wilson's going to put up some big games this year. And he might be a guy that could be in that top three for Rookie of the Year this season. I think Zach is going to be the real deal for the Jets.
I certainly hope so. Right off the bat, their owner said today, hey, hit the brakes on all the hype for Zach Wilson. Is that an owner trying to protect his young quarterback or trying to just manage that? A little bit.
It's ridiculous because the theme of that team is all gas, no brakes. Like, no, there's no brakes here for the Jets. It's all gas, no brakes for Zach Wilson in this hype train.
I'm all for it. I don't know what it's going to mean. Having a great preseason means nothing for anybody, frankly. I mean, if somebody goes, oh, they had a great preseason. It's like, I remember when the Cowboys were 1-15. The season they went 1-15, undefeated in the preseason. Mitch is like, who cares if you're undefeated in the preseason? You go 1-15 in the regular season when everybody cares. So am I gonna have a heartbreak moment when Zach Wilson just has an absolute flop of a rookie season?
You know, I feel like I just don't feel like that's going to happen, Alex. I mean, he's a captain. You know, that was the big talking point last year at BYU. Is he actually a captain? And that was something that was big leading up to the NFL draft. But he's a leader already of that team, and I think that's pretty noteworthy how these veterans are even rallying around Zach Wilson. I just think that his commitment, his work ethic, is top notch. You're not going to question that about Zach Wilson. It's just going to be a matter of, will the pieces around him be good enough? Because I think he's going to do everything in his power to make sure he's up to speed in a hurry.
Mitch, let's make some predictions here then. Your Super Bowl picks. Who are the teams who are going to be there? Who's going to be your winner for this season?
I've got the Buffalo Bills winning it all. I think the Bills over the Packers winning it all this year in the Super Bowl. I'm going with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to get it done. I'm bullish on the Bills.
I'm going to do something I hate. I'm going to talk about a team that I hate. I hate the L.A. Rams.
Ooh, okay.
But I think that Jared Goff getting out of there, Sean McVay has channeled his inner Ryan Seacrest, who he looks exactly like, and he is going to take that Rams team back to the Super Bowl with Matthew Q. Stafford at quarterback. And I hate to say it because my NFC West Seattle Seahawks would have to fall mightily to them. The Seahawks might be the third best team in that NFC West. So I'm going to say the L.A. Rams are going to get to the Super Bowl, and they're going to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who they will lose promptly to. The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's not a sexy pick, but certainly Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you know this. He can throw off platform, Mitch.
He definitely can.
Very exciting stuff. So we'll come back. We've got MVPs later on in the program as well to bring up. We also have a little bit of a conversation that Mitch had with Max Hall, former BYU quarterback, the last person to beat the University of Utah over here in Provo, the overtime thriller to Andrew George through traffic, and then, of course, all the media afterward that came with it. And we'll have some of those cuts from Max Hall coming up a little bit later. We'll also have Chaz Ayu, who's also our newest member of the KSL Sports family. And we'll be right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. But first, We're going to go right over here to Ted, our manager at Via 313, where we are in Orem. It's easy to come to. As you said, look, if you know where all those car dealerships are in Orem on University Parkway, it's that big giant intersection. You can come visit us. You can enter to win tickets to BYU Utah, which is now a sold-out game. Ted, what makes Detroit-style pizza? I think a lot of people are like, now what is that?
Exactly. It's the number one thing we talk to our guests about when they're coming through and they sit down at the table. So what a Detroit-style pizza is, it is a rectangular pizza, and it is a thick crust pizza, but not dense. It's light and airy like a focaccia bread. The best part about the pizza is the crunchy exterior crust. We take a bunch of white cheddar cheese, go around the edge of the crust. That bakes down the back side of the crust, the front side, and even up the side of the pan. So you get this nice cheesy wall of goodness when the pizza comes out. So it's a wonderful collection of ingredients. We use only the finest ingredients. We build from the dough up. We do dough, cheese, toppings, then we put the sauce on last. Sauce is part of the show. It's just not the show. You know, if sauce is on the bottom, it's the last thing you taste.
It's ladled on. It's like kind of ladled down the middle, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So right down the middle of both sides. We've got two sizes. We've got 8x10 and a 10x14. Feed the whole family. Lots of great different combinations. And, you know, I thought it was a New York-style guy until I actually had Detroit-style pizza.
Come visit them here via 313, of course, the Detroit area code. And yes, this is the only location in Utah. There will be more, but guess what? This is the only one to get, and it is a hopping place. So come down, visit us in Orem, enter to win BYU versus Utah tickets as well to that sold-out game. Plus much more, you can actually enter to win also some free pizza from Via 313. We'll be right back. More to go right here in KSL Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.